रामायण रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. Yudhakan, chapter number 127, Rama as a hermitage of sage Bharadwaja. The recitation begins now. At the end of 14 years, on the fifth day of the bright fortnight in the month of Chitra, Rama and Lakshmana and Sita reached the hermitage of Bharadwaja and made their obeisance to the Rishi. O Holy One, is all well with those at Ayodhya and Kosala? Do all people live happily without famine, epidemics or floods? Does Bharata protect the people according to Dharma? Do the queens live in sound health? With a smile on his face and joy in his heart, Bharadwaja replied, Bharata eagerly awaits your return every minute with matted hair and dust-laden body. The kingdom is ruled with your sandals before him. All the family are well. When I saw you last, you were clad in tree bark and deer skin and ready to enter the forest. Losing the kingdom that was yours by right, desiring only to obey your father, holding on to Dharma, discarding all pleasures, you came here on foot, accompanied by Lakshmana and Sita. I grieve to see you giving up everything in deference to Kaikeyi and living on roots and fruits, like one that has fallen down from heaven after having enjoyed the fruits of former good deeds. Now I rejoice to see you back, your task accomplished and your foe destroyed. Your victorious return to Ayodhya with friends and retainers makes me supremely happy. I know full well all the good and the evil that befell you. Promising to protect the brahmanas and sages, you killed Khara and the Rakshasas of Janasthana. Maricha, in the disguise of a deer, lured you away from your hut, and Sita was carried away by that Ravana. The death of Kabanda at your hands, the friendship of Sugriva which you secured at Pampa, the killing of Vali, the search of the monkeys for Sita, the valorous deeds of Hanuman, the discovery of Sita, the building of the bridge by Nala, the burning of Lanka by the monkeys, the death in the battle of Ravana, who had been the terror of all creatures, the destruction of his kith and kin and the army, the grant of boons to you by the blessed gods. All these have been known to me through my tapasya. I too give you a boon now. Stay here for a day, accept my hospitality, and depart for Ayodhya tomorrow. Rama bowed low in acceptance of his words. He decided to send Hanuman to carry to Bharata the good tidings of his return, felt happy and prayed, O Great One, let the trees on the path along which my friends and I go to Ayodhya be full of flowers and fruits, dripping honey. Bharadwaja said, Let it be so. The trees on that road for a distance of 3 yojanas began to resemble those of heaven. Trees that had never borne fruits now had abundant of them. Trees and plants that had known no flowers now blossomed forthwith with sweet-smelling flowers. Dried-up trees revived and put forth tender shoots. Honey began to stream out from the fruits and flowers. And the monkeys in thousands were greatly pleased at the sight. They ate the fruits and drank the honey, sweet as nectar, and rejoiced like the gods in heaven. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.